I think they're vital.
Jay Cook, Program Director, WFIL, Philadelphia, on station IDs.
They're probably the one thing, certainly the one piece of music that your audience is going to be subjected to for, you know, a year or 2 years on a really much more frequent rotation than any hit record that you play. So that middle-of-the-road quality, if you can call it that, has to be there. Many people think of jingles as commercials. And that may be true, and for that reason, I think there should be variety and color and something for people to plug into. If that calls for going beyond 3 seconds, I think you have to. There's got to be a reason why you think your station's better or different. And if you're lucky, your jingle package should reflect that difference and reflect the personality of your radio station.
WFIL Music Set from the William B. Tanner Company.
WFIL Philadelphia. Jim O'Brien, WFIL.
The sound of Philadelphia, WFIL.
I feel that many radio stations should put a big banner on top of their station that says, if you're 25 or older, forget it. And a radio station that seeks to operate in that manner, I think, can get away with just really fast, hard-hitting shotgun jingles. But if you're going to try to maintain an audience of 25 and older, any part of your audience, I think you need something that's a little bit more of a grabber and an entertainer.
For a grabber and an entertainer, it's William B. Tanner Company's WFIL Music Set with 22 creative station IDs. For full particulars, call us collect at area code 901-320-4340. Ask for Herb Tanner, Zach Hernandez, or Keith Lee. Zach Hernandez or Keith Lee.